Today from the Ohio Newsroom, student debt relief. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Ohioans hold $61 billion in student loan debt. That's part of over $1 trillion owed nationwide. The Biden administration has promised to relieve some of this debt. The administration has pushed forward with smaller, targeted debt relief after the courts rejected a more expansive student loan forgiveness plan. More than 120,000 Ohioans with student loans have seen debt cancellation, amounting to $5.8 billion so far. Here to discuss the impact is Michael Jones, an economics professor at the University of Cincinnati. Thank you, Michael, for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So back in 2022, Biden announced this big plan to forgive $10,000 in debt for most borrowers. But legal challenges thwarted those efforts. Whose debt is being forgiven now?
Currently, the plan is to focus on those students that were part of a program called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So those were individuals who took out loans to go to school with the plan that they would work in some capacity in public service, whether it's working as a teacher, working for a government entity. And after making a certain number of payments over a certain number of years, those loans would be forgiven. The second main one is under the income driven repayment plan. So those are students who again took out loans, but they're not earning sufficient enough money to really adequately cover those loan payments and still live as they might comfortably intend.
Gotcha. And so how might this debt relief impact the local economy?
So certainly for those who've had their loans forgiven, it frees up cash for them to spend on other things in the economy, other goods and services. And so those who advocate for loan forgiveness argue that it's a way to stimulate consumer spending and it drives up economic activity. The other side and the challenge there is it also changes the behavior of students currently and those who are thinking about going to school. And so if you no longer have to bear the full cost of the loan that you were planning to take out, then maybe you decide not to take a summer job. And so I think what economists are more concerned about, this principle called moral hazard, which is when if people don't bear the full costs that they take on, it actually changes behavior and in ways that actually harm the economy.
And could that have an impact on the cost of college?
If universities know that these students are expecting their loans to be forgiven, then universities can also charge higher prices and just pass that tuition increases on, again, to the taxpayer. It's important to remember that we're not actually forgiving the loan. You're transferring the payments. The money's already been spent. So you can't go back in time and take that money back and unpay the universities and the teachers. And so the question just becomes, who has to bear the cost of that loan? And so it's really, when we talk about loan forgiveness, we're transferring the cost from the individual to the taxpayer at large.
Student debt relief doesn't tackle the bigger question of affordable higher education. What needs to happen to prevent us from being in this same place of high student loan debt 10, 20, 30 years down the line?
The sticker price, what universities say they're going to charge, has been increasing. But it turns out when you look at what students actually pay, it's not increasing at near the same rate. And that's partly because what's happening in universities right now is there's a bit of a crisis. There's a lower enrollment now than there was before COVID. And so a lot of universities are actually competing to get students by increasing the scholarships. And so as a result, the amount that students are paying out of pocket or taking on in terms of loan is not actually increasing at the rate of inflation.
That's Michael Jones, economics professor at the University of Cincinnati. Thank you for your time, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.